also a...
Queen small again, huh? Doesn't matter.
Walk it and move what you need.
Nah, no. I can read it.
Hey.
What?
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So then we can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I don't know the shortcut, so. Well, our functional design meeting at the stage we're in. And you all sort of, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but. Then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you're prepared for all of them.
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We and then you also have received the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received the mail with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
We have 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so. Well, like the closing, we'll not look at that yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Wow.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
No, it's fine.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It's
recognizable
at all times. Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I
a new sort of thing,
but
not but not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well,
to
the second is a bit pity because we just said we wanted to include DVD and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No,
all right,
that's a shame.
So that's a shame because especially for the third requirements, we want to reach people under the 30 years because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
It's not to forget about it, it's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a new fashionable company. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we. Put the passion in electronics.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
Oh, you have to start. I didn't see anything about
we'll
get to start.
No.
Well,
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points, next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, this might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's actually loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
Another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Yeah.
So, well, beeping device would be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read? No. So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should
take
a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should be consistent
with
consistent
nobody reads
all
a manual
remotes
about a remote control.
Yes. Okay.
Well, maybe for
right.
If you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Oh,
we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
Well, we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right.
Yeah, is
right.
That part of the? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but. The designer should take it. consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is the most important part. We're, like the requirement said, we're gonna specify, we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20, 99% of the people like that. So it's very important, we should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50, as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of the stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
I will consider it.
Sure, you're tasked to look into the costs of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information.
That's
so
no,
I know.
We'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important. For
we
so
have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
No, we have
so
customers in
well
multiple
I think LCD is more
I think
reachable than a speech recognition.
Absolutely.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, right. We'll consider both of them. See what we can find.
Right.
We can rule them out. Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes so you can. Right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah. Right.
So yes. Well, I don't know who is next. You got
a technical talk.
Yes.
Right.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. We can highlight it so that F5. You can have the F5. Well, the working design. That's my
next button.
Well, right, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see.
Maybe you can select it. So.
And I don't can select. I can select them.
The whole picture.
Well, you can read it. It's not too big. Well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the set. And the source is of course the user, and user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. It's pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we can tell that, and the
but we don't. No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if you're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic. Basically, the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons. But it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart, and it's not very not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RZ and those
right.
don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RSE consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make
immediately
them big, make them easy to
well,
to press.
You don't
but
have to look and search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves, if you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's one of the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
right.
So you would
that's very important,
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes.
Some
on my mobile telephone, they also have
Game Boy
things.
Do people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well,
you can make a double feature like a button on the top and on the
well also,
if
someone puts picks
up and down, they'll
understand
it. I think it makes some good.
If someone picks up his remote and he touches the side and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right, I think.
Right.
But in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be well, not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's basically as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you.
Part of the job.
So exactly. Oh, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to give you. I had to make a schematic of the. Well, I had too little time, but don't. Don't look at this, please.
Well,
I think
we understand.
It's clear.
We understand.
How
good.
All right. That's the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can give the first.
school.
Yeah.
Wow. Time
then we have still time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So.
Let's go, Aaron.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but no, that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We all have different homepages.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Different links. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Junior, user interface design. The methods, well. I used my own experience with remotes to good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used.
Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most versions and things. This one is user center.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
like
user center.
Yeah.
I like user center also the best. Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would use more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that because
yes,
of
yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can really see different from different sides, but I think.
No, I showed it.
You can roll it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so
mm-hmm.
we can yeah customize
well,
the.
Absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So
mm-hmm.
we cannot just
yeah,
make someone.
It's a front. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote. So
that's
like
yes.
Ericsson,
you can put it on the
backside.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put the front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah. So that
yeah,
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 the
like
symbol
yeah.
or the.
Yeah.
The lowest part of the remote isn't changed,
yeah.
like front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
focusing
yes. front.
Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more function. If we had to include more functions, but we don't. So.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on? In the Word document file?
I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think.
All right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested. Feature, but they are more critical. So, yeah, critical. The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, one if we, I'd hope have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can. Click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some don't do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
aren't as much.
Well, but because you say that their features are important, they want
right.
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens
yeah,
and voice recognition. But
look at the numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech. Control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the conqueror.
Yeah.
Our
competitors,
right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could on some calculators, you have those little cells that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of service
like
information,
which program you're watching or something.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different symbols on the screen, right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out when you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated. Yeah.
Well, just integrate in the app to make it more trendy.
Something like some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator. But the scrolling text on that kind of stuff.
Script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time,
five
I think.
For programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
Alright. We go with the LCD?
Well, I think so, yes.
Yeah, we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can
find it. No.
Maybe
you
will get that information.
We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue with the
where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand this. We should have a general idea of how it's gonna look.
Well, we are here now, I think. These I've already given you, so we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen, that's special.
Should we start with the most important part?
Yes.
LCD screen
at the bottom.
All right, special, but we should start with the power button.
Yeah.
How do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Your remote with the LCD screen on top, it can
it's
sit
terrible.
Unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. Yeah, but that's where your hand palm might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then
we brought two. And now we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you know about it. we're busy with something.
Yeah, okay. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
LCD is like small, it's wide, it's not high.
Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the bottom. So I like to use that ones
like this
on the top, so when I have
we're making a remote with exactly.
Well, I agree with you.
But a few functions, you know.
It's
but
also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah,
we don't want them to look like a calculator. We want to look like our original.
Yeah, you don't have to throw important aspect like familiarity completely away because
maybe a
big,
bitter white.
I think it's still important to have the top.
Format, line wise.
Yeah, right, but
it's more familiar,
that's not the problem.
Yeah.
When I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
it needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen, maybe that's better.
All right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
bottom.
I'm the
LCD.
Oh yeah.
We're two VS2.
Well, but what if we would
he's
first above. Decide the different functions and
right.
then look at the design?
Because
we have to decide this.
We should summon the different aspects of the thing. So we have to call it.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
it's
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Well, you have to agree. I can say on it's like this.
Right.
We have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons,
general,
volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your
the mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
In a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
also
design. And
volume control also.
Yes.
Right.
Next speed. No.
Well,
so on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD player or something.
Yes. They are for some video.
Drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand.
That's
so
what I always do, because all my important buttons are the same place.
From time to time.
Because people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place. They want
to
be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency
way of
button use.
Yes.
channels are most used. Within the hour, so the channel buttons should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't think.
Oh.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
Yeah. Where you thinking about RSE?
Yeah,
well, not too much.
not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example,
and
the power button, you can.
Well, they're used for.
When someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it, because I have
so that one
can be put away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The power button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yeah.
The most important things we have to learn.
How are we going to do it with those numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do.
Yeah,
you
well,
that's
going
to
take
too
much
time. Central now. Just
yes.
You decide that, and.
Yes.
Alright,
ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we're going to be individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important.
Yes, it is.
We're having at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but...
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah,
all
right. Okay, all
right. These functions.
But we
the
we
number
agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's
okay.
With the number function.
That's enough.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want to do that?
Just when you
it has to recognize
one
as there can still come more.
If you on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other,
yes,
it recognizes.
Yeah.
All
right, so no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
I still have the picture for her.
So.
You do need like this one. You do need.
No, we just
we
need
the.
Okay. Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It is very basic.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. You have those buttons about, and there are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider, and less wide, and the button that you can go to add for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, or it's just two, and we make
just
left?
Just two under it.
That's a bit
we can
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Or at the top. Your LCDs can go together.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You
yes.
can just put it somewhere. They,
yeah.
they aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So
yeah, they can be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit smaller. And, well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think that in an isolated part, the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything
yes.
goes.
Yes. Well, any other...
Well, if you might go to video, if you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to add the
video channel. You can set
AV.
To the video channel.
That's
from this
zero.
Yeah.
No, zero is a different channel than
yeah,
the video channel.
Yeah, but
down
when you set down zero,
yes.
you get to AVI. Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No,
then
well,
you press
99. I think go to video is...
That's the button.
But it's easy to go, you know, if you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to
no,
get to
zero.
Zero. It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah, I think
a specific
one button.
Is,
I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have
yeah.
to set the channels. All these different buttons. You have
buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's
zero.
Incorporated
with
plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to yeah, of course, to configure.
Okay button. oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu button.
You sure? Yeah. I think that's important.
General setting
look,
menu. You always
move the
hand. We have to go.
The same is to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel. Yeah.
So,
Chief?
Save.
Chief.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Our menu.
It looks like. Contrast and brightness should be in the menu. Yeah.
You can then adjust it with the setting buttons or something.
Yeah,
because
the
setting buttons are included
the
if you are in the menu.
Guys,
yeah.
we're going to think we are rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now,
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
Get the Kuma belly.
We didn't exactly.
I mean, pauze is toch. See you later.